Let's take our Bibles tonight and see where we're at here. We're going to be in Psalm 132. We've been all over the place in these songs of degrees. We started with Psalm 133, y'all remember that, and talking about God holding us together, keeping us together through the year, through this mess. And then we've just been all over these, and these are those songs that are being sung as they go up to Jerusalem to worship the feast. And I believe it's fitting tonight, fitting time of year to think about these. Let's read the psalm together tonight. Psalm 132 says, "Lord, remember David in all of his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord." Looks like David had a burden, don't it? "A habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we said, we heard of it at Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We would go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness." I'm just glad you're clothed tonight. You know, in the Old Testament, it was of the house of Aaron, the priest, but in the New Testament, every born-again believer is involved in that priesthood, talking to our great high priest, the one that sits at the right hand of the Father. "Let the priests be clothed with righteousness, and let the saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away thy face, the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David." I read that this afternoon, and that's when the Lord sparked in my heart, God's word will stand. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. How many believe that tonight? What he has said in this book, I promise you, he's not going to turn from it. I appreciate that. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them. Their children also shall sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy." That's twice in this psalm that they're shouting for joy, headed to the house of God, headed up to Jerusalem. "There will I make the horn of David to bud, and I have ordained," this is where God spoke to my heart, "a lamp for mine anointed." I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. You know what, tonight, it's getting darker by the day. Aren't you glad we have a lamp? Aren't you glad we have a light? The Word of God said, "His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish." Pray with me if you would, and pray for me. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for letting us get in just a little on what was going on in the hearts and minds of the children of Israel as they went up to Jerusalem. Lord, these folk were the apple of thine eye. Lord, you've not forgotten them. And Lord, there's coming a day when so all Israel shall be saved. Lord, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem tonight, and realize in so praying, Lord, that we're praying for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask you, dear Father, tonight to anoint these lips of clay. Help me for a few minutes tonight, God, to be a blessing to these precious people that are before me. I pray, Father, tonight for everyone that left this church house Sunday with no peace in their heart. I pray, God, you'd stir in their heart, stir in their bed. I pray, Father, tonight that they'd not leave this world in that unjust condition. Lord, that they'd come to Christ before it's too late. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name. All of God's youngins said, amen. Amen. A lamp. The Word of God said something about oil in the lamp. You remember that over in one of the parables of Jesus? The lamp really is not much count without oil in it. And we know that oil in the Word of God is the type of the blessed Holy Spirit of the living God. God doesn't want you and I to walk in darkness. Jesus said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I believe it's important tonight to realize that we may be living in dark days, but we ought to shout because we're not walking in darkness. We're walking in the light as he is in the light. The Bible said if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Ain't that a blessing tonight? Amen. I got three simple things on my heart I want to share with you tonight out of the text. When this lamp is doing what God wants it to do in our lives, a lamp for mine anointing. I'm glad I have a lamp tonight. The Bible said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I was talking to my son one day. I believe it was Sunday afternoon. My heart was heavy. I was talking to my son, and my son said to me, he said, Dad, he said, these things must come to pass. Now, that's good. What I mean is, I understand that, but it's good to have a son that understands that. In other words, Dad, pick your chin up. Amen? Yes, it's getting dark, but hallelujah, we're fixing to step off on heaven's bright shore. Amen. What about this lamp? I'll give you three things. Number one, it will lead us through the painful woes. Look in the Word of God in verse number one. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. I'm telling you, David was a man after God's own heart. David was a king. David was a warrior. David was a wonderful, wonderful man. But David, just like the Apostle Paul, went through many deep, dark valleys in his life. And I believe that you and I, beloved, listen, that love God, will go through some dark days, not only as a nation, but personally, amen, everything's not mountaintop. There are afflictions. Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. I can remember it like it was yesterday, going down the halls at the hospital there in Houston at MD Anderson with Brother Brian. And he and I would pass somebody, and tears just running like a river. They had just come out of an office, and the news wasn't good. Are you listening to me? You and I never know when we're going to come out of an office, and the news is not going to be good. But what I do know is this. It don't matter how dark it gets in that office. I've got a light to light my path. Amen. I've got a lamp. And I thank God that I do. I've wondered often how many folks in this world, beloved, listen, have no hope. They don't know what you and I know. They don't know, beloved, listen, that they can look forward to a day when there's no more death, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more heartache. They don't know that. They don't understand that. That is the blessed hope that Jesus will come. It'll lead us through the painful woes. The Bible said, listen to me carefully, if you're not doing this, you ought to. You'll appreciate it one day. The Bible said to weep with them that weep. The Bible said to rejoice with them that rejoice. I believe one of the things that so impressed the people that were around Jesus, you know, they said, keep them kids away. He said, suffer ye the little children to come unto me. One of the things that impressed them was he had the ability to go into the temple. Yes, he did. And overthrow the tables and make a scourge of small cords and drive them out of the temple. He said, this is my Father's house. It's a house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. But also had the ability to stand and weep with Mary and Martha because their brother had died. Also had the ability to stand and weep over Jerusalem. How oft would I have gathered you together as a hen doth her brood, and you would not. Beloved, I believe with all of my heart tonight, this lamp, a lamp for mine anointed, it's the reason that David was able to get through the dark places. He came to the dark places, but God brought him through the dark places. I believe that's important tonight. We ought to appreciate it when God leads us through those painful woes. The second thing I see in the text tonight, a lamp for mine anointed. It's a simple thing, but I wonder, it's making the news now that church attendance and church membership is way down. They're making a big deal out of it because it's never been under 50% in America. I want to ask you this tonight. If we're facing what we're facing right now because of a virus, what would we have in America left if there was something called persecution? How many would get up on Sunday morning and put that book under their arm and head to this place if they knew they might be beaten, if they knew they might be jailed? I'm telling you, beloved, it's time to check up. Say amen. I believe, listen, with all of my heart, I believe with all of my heart, not only will it lead us through the painful woes, but this lamp will lead us to the place of worship. The Word of God said here how he sware unto the Lord. He vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go to my own bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord. I'm going to tell you something tonight, beloved. Listen, listen, these people were going to Jerusalem and they were happy about it. The Bible said twice they were shouting for joy because they had the opportunity. I'm wondering, beloved, in this generation, how many would shout for joy if the door was closed. I'm shouting for joy because it's open. I'm shouting for joy because I don't have to be here. I want to be here. God's give us a lamp. Yes, it's dark. Thank God we have a lamp, a place for the Lord. You know, I was thinking today, you say, preacher, shout for joy? Yeah, we ought to shout because we have a place to worship. We ought to shout because we have a place to live. We ought to shout because we have a place to work. Say amen! We ought to shout the praises of God. The Bible said they shouted for joy. They shouted loud for joy. It'll lead us to the place of worship. I believe it's important when you go down to verse number 11, the Lord has sworn in truth unto David. He'll not turn from it, of the fruit of thy body. What he's looking at here, and I'm wondering how many are missing that in this generation, beloved. Listen, it's not just about you. David, it's not just about you. You've got kids, David. You've got grandkids, David. You better be faithful to the house of God. Better be faithful. Let that lamp of God lead you down to the place of worship. The third thing tonight, and I'm finished. If you'll look with me down in verse number 11 tonight, not only will this lamp lead us through the painful woes, there's going to be some deep, dark valleys. There's going to be some hurts. It's going to lead us to the place of worship. But I believe with all of my heart, this lamp leads us in His precious word. Look in verse number 11. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. The word of God said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I don't believe we've ever lived in a time where we need the Bible more than what we need right now. We need Bible teaching. We need Bible preaching. We need Bible devotion. We need time with God, that God might help us along the way. I believe with all of my heart tonight, as these children of Israel are going up, they're thanking God for the truth. You know, I don't know what you think about those messages. Like you heard on Sunday, they're not easy, but they're the truth. If we've ever lived in a place where we need the truth, it's where we're at right now. Where's our burden? Where's our burden? Where's our tears? God wants to help us. God wants to, He said, I've ordained a lamp for mine anointed. He said, Pastor, I don't know what the big deal is. Look at the last verse. Look at verse 18. His enemies. Beloved, there's an enemy out there that wants to devour you, wants to devour me. Brother Larry, he wants your children and grandchildren, and he wants mine. He'll stop at nothing. But aren't you glad greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world? The Word of God is teaching us tonight that, beloved, the Lord has ordained a lamp for His anointed. Let's go out of here tonight and walk with God. Let's go out of here tonight and work for God. Let's go out of here tonight worshiping God. Because, beloved, listen, that is what's going to make the difference. God can use you. He can use me to make a difference in somebody else's life. God's word will stand. There is a raging tide out there, but God's word will stand. Against those who criticize, God's word will stand. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for your Bible. Thank you for your people. Thank you, Lord, for a place to worship. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives within us. I pray, Father, tonight that you'd make us better Christians. Make us a brighter light, our Father. Help us to let our light so shine that men may see our good works. Glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Lord, we sure do thank you tonight for these precious people, for putting it in their hearts to be in the house of God on prayer meeting night. And I pray, Lord, as we think about the children of Israel going up to Jerusalem, how they rejoiced. I pray, God, tonight that we would do the same. God, we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. All of God's young and said, amen.